CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. This hour's scheduled Senate confirmation hearing is off. CBS's Alexander Tin explains.
The White House has scrapped its pick to head the CDC, Dr. Dave Weldon, amid mounting questions over the former congressman's record criticizing vaccines and efforts to strip the CDC of its vaccine review authority. One official told CBS News that it was clear he did not have the votes in the Senate to be confirmed.
Police in Connecticut are holding a briefing on the 32-year-old man who was allegedly imprisoned by his stepmother for more than two decades. Waterbury Police Chief Fred Spagnolo.
There's some physical evidence that was seized from the house that does corroborate the fact that that room did have exterior locks on it and a number of different styles of exterior locks, as was explained during an interview with the victim throughout the years.
The man escaped by setting fire to his room. He told police his stepmother only gave him two cups of water a day. He weighs 68 pounds. Senior U.S. officials are in Moscow presenting the 30-day ceasefire proposal they worked on with Ukraine. But CBS's Vicky Barker says the deal may be dead on arrival.
President Vladimir Putin's foreign policy adviser Yuri Ushakov has just said any temporary ceasefire would just give Ukraine's military a chance to rearm. That echoes similar comments from his boss. Ushakov suggesting Moscow's only interested in a long-term settlement that, quote, takes into account Moscow's interests and concerns.
CBS's Ed O'Keefe reports a government shutdown is looking more likely.
With Congress facing a Friday midnight deadline to fund the government or risk a government shutdown, Senate's expected to vote on a stopgap six-month spending plan on Friday, but Democrats are warning Republicans don't have the 60 votes necessary to break a potential filibuster and get it passed.
Heavy rain in burn-scarred areas of Southern California has some people evacuating. KNX reporter Craig Figner is there.
This storm brought heavy rain to Southern California, and it has created yet more problems along Pacific Coast Highway. PCH is closed at several intersections, and this has been the warning that any time there's bad weather like this, it renews the threat of mud and rock slides.
Some areas are getting an inch of rain per hour. Versace will no longer have a Versace at the helm.
How to bring Versace in the 21st century? How to keep Versace relevant?
Donatella Versace is resigning as chief creative officer after three decades. She'll take the honorary role of chief brand ambassador. Wall Street slide continues this morning at the open. Dow down 180 points, NASDAQ down 229, S&P down 40 points. President Trump threatening 200% tariffs on European wine and champagne as that tariff war continues. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A memorial is growing at 16th and Taylor in Racine following a high-speed collision that has now resulted in the death of a 17-year-old girl. Homicide charges are now likely for the death of Tyrena Scales. Police say the crash happened when Salvador Coronado's Camaro struck a vehicle carrying five teenagers while being pursued by police. The body found in Lake Michigan near Kenosha's Eichelman Park has been identified as 18-year-old Kyla Sobchak. She'd been missing since December 17th. Kenosha police say they're investigating. A Burlington woman has been charged with a felony for allegedly hiding her 13-year-old daughter from the child's father for 6 days. The incident led to an extensive search operation. 36-year-old Louisa Asala is now being held on a $20,000 bond. Big issues were debated last night. Wisconsin Supreme Court candidates Susan Crawford and Brad Schimmel talked about crucial issues including abortion rights, election laws, and public sector unions. The April 1st election, just 3 weeks away, will determine the court's ideological balance. And the Racine County Eye has a new feature explaining zoning regulations. They make it interesting, and you'll learn how Mount Pleasant allocates what they've got. Read all about it at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Big Ten tournament action today. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers in Indianapolis for the Big Ten tournament. They take on the Northwestern Wildcats, who beat Minnesota yesterday 72-64 to advance to today's round. Head coach Greg Gard asked if he spent much time breaking down why his team lost at home last weekend to Penn State.
I probably have dissected it deeper and more intensely and harder than anybody else, just because I knew it wasn't one right now we needed to spend a lot of time on as a team. I did, because I wanted to really dissect the issues.
In New York, the Marquette Golden Eagles against Xavier today in the Big East tournament at Madison Square Garden. NFL free agency Packers center Josh Myers leaving Green Bay, signing a one-year deal with the New York Jets. Running back A.J. Dillon, who missed last season with a neck injury, signing a one-year contract with the Philadelphia Eagles. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We are tracking a powerful spring storm system that could bring a few showers and thunderstorms tomorrow evening into tomorrow night. A couple of those could be strong to severe, especially to the southwest. Then more rain Saturday, with rain changing to a little snow on Sunday. Today, though, sunshine 50. Tomorrow, partly cloudy in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. 2 days away from the St. Paddy's Day party about parade. Well, it might be a party. Details about that in minutes here on WRJN.
Left a good job in the city, waking for the man every night and day. And I never lost 1 minute of sleep, and worrying about the way things might have been. Big wheel keep on turning, proud mirror keep on burning.
Memorial Park to Racine's famous zoo. Local news and timeless hits.
Days of summer. And Crofts got that summer breeze thing going. Love that they used a toy piano on that song. Summer breeze, well, you know, it's starting to feel warmer. It's feeling very spring-like. We're 7 days away from the start of spring. We'll have a high of 48 today in southeast Wisconsin. And that's warm enough to start talking about St. Patty's Day and the parade that's happening on Saturday. Now, it's kicking off at noon from State and Main and then to head south on Main. Music, of course, lots of green, dance teams, floats, everything you want in a St. Patty's Day parade. You want in on this? Show up! Again, noon, State and Main is the kickoff. And at the parade, stick around, because afterwards there'll be great food and drink specials in the area all day long. Celebrate St. Patty's Day. Happy St. Patty's Day with a wearing of the green from WRJN.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Progressive knows owning a home can be hard, but not always. Like when you're relaxing on your patio, enjoying a nice quiet evening. Ah, so quiet. Except for the sound of the neighbor's party. Which you said you'd go to if you weren't busy. And your quiet night on the patio, that's not exactly busy, is it? Maybe you should just stay inside. At least Progressive's Home Quote Explorer lets you easily compare rates, so shopping for insurance is the easiest part of owning a home. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
For 98 years, WRJN has been your home for local news. And we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app. On the air or on demand, WRJN is Racine's source for news. WRJN.
History. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry. Don't know much about algebra. Don't know what a slide rule is for. But I do know one and one is two. And if this one could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be. Now, I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be. For maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me. Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. La ta 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 ta. History. Biology. Well, la ta 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 ta. Science book. French I took. Yeah. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Two Brewer baseball games this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. 3 o'clock both days. Live here on WRJN. We'll be right back. WRJN. Rock and roll is littered with nice people, and you just heard one of them, Mickey Dolenz. I've met him on several occasions. Always nice, always answered my questions. Just a good guy. Mickey Dolenz singing lead on Last Train to Clarksville for the Monkees. Let's get you up to speed now with an update from another nice guy. Here's Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There's now a memorial growing at 16th and Taylor in Racine. That's where there was a high-speed collision Sunday that's now resulted in the death of a 17-year-old girl. Tyrena Scales was pronounced dead Tuesday after being injured in the crash. Four other teenagers were also injured. Police say it happened when a Camaro driven by Salvador Coronado struck the teenager's vehicle at 16th and Taylor. Police say Coronado was being chased after getting clocked at 90 miles an hour. The suspect is injured with likely homicide charges pending when he recovers. The woman found in the lake Sunday had been missing since December. The Kenosha County Medical Examiner's Office has identified the body found in Lake Michigan off Kenosha's shore near Eichelman Park. They say it was Kayla Sobchak, an 18-year-old woman who had been missing since December 17th. Kenosha police say they are investigating the woman's death. Despite recent federal funding cuts to education programs across Wisconsin, Racine Unified won't take a hit. RacineCountyEye.com has a story today about why RUSD won't feel the cut. Read more online. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Sunny and very spring-like today with highs reaching 50. And we'll still see some sunshine tomorrow with highs getting warmer to near 60 degrees. But it'll be breezy with winds gusting up to 30 miles per hour pushing us there. Then at night, showers and thunderstorms roll through. Some of them could be strong to severe. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 46 degrees at our studios.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. You'll hear this song on the Happy Together tour at State Fair Park in August.
I saw her sitting in the rain. Raindrops falling on her. She didn't seem to care. She sat there and smiled at me. Then I knew she could make me happy. Flowers in her hair. Flowers everywhere. Say hello. She smiled up at me. And she took my hand. We walked through the park alone. And I knew she had made me sun broke through.
See the sun.
I turned around, she was gone.
Style that shows me. Don't want to
album. Side one, track two, followed Come Together, and just before Maxwell Silver Hymn, George Harrison's Something. Big contribution to that album. I'm Dan Marcus on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
the waves, the sand. Green-eyed lady, ocean lady, child of nature, friend of man. Green-eyed lady, passion lady, dressed in love, she lives her life to be. Green-eyed lady, feels like I never see setting suns and lonely lovers.
And timeless hits, WRJN. And Racine Raiders football, too. We're going to cover the entire season of the Racine Raiders football. Starts May 3rd. And we'll give you a few more details on that as we get a little closer. But Raiders football on WRJN.
Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, and hot sandwiches. Ferraro's in Racine has your lunch and dinner cravings covered. March's pizza of the month is pure Irish luck. Introducing the corned beef pizza. Baked to perfection with a golden olive oil base, it's loaded with tender corned beef, tangy sauerkraut, hearty white potatoes, and melty Swiss cheese. Only available for a limited time, so grab one before it's gone. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A Wisconsin judge has affirmed that Canadian oil giant Enbridge must pause construction on its Line 5 pipeline while a legal challenge plays out. Conservation groups are suing to block state permits that would allow the company to clear trees, dig trenches, and fill wetlands in northern Wisconsin, all to make way for a new 41-mile section of the pipeline that carries Canadian crude oil to refineries in Ontario. Republicans and Democrats in Wisconsin coming together to support livestock grazing on our farms. State lawmakers introduced the Transition to Grazing bill that will help our farmers improve soil, water quality, and livestock health by getting dairy cows and other animals out of the barns and out grazing on grass in the spring and summertime. For a deep dive into environmental issues and what you can do to protect Wisconsin's water, air, and land, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
You still thinking job change in the new year?
Yeah, I need something that's in high demand and more stable in this economy.
IT?
Yeah, cybersecurity, maybe even AI.
That's what I did.
Really? How?
Went to My Computer Career. You don't need any prior experience, and you could start your new career in a matter of months. A lot of IT pros go to school there, too, to level up.
Sweet. Are classes online or on campus?
Both.
Wow, I'll check it out. Thanks.
Make this your year. Take the free career evaluation now at mycomputercareer.edu. Financial aid is available for qualified students.
Baby, everything is all right. I'm
News, timeless hits, WRJN. And the Shy Lights missing her, whoever her is. WRJN.
One month ago today, I was happy as a lark, but now I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future, but for me, just another day. They all gather around me, they seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied. Have you seen her?
going in. I'm looking for a letter or something, anything that you would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny, I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. A sudden about-face this morning on a Trump nominee, as we hear from CBS's Alexander Tin.
Just hours before he was scheduled to face questions from the Senate's Health Committee over his nomination to head the CDC, the White House has pulled its nomination of Dr. Dave Weldon over concerns that he did not have enough votes in the Senate, amid mounting questions over the former congressman's record criticizing vaccines and the agency he was in line to lead.
President Trump has threatened to impose 200% tariffs on wine, champagne, and other alcohol products from European Union countries in retaliation for tariffs on whiskey produced in the U.S. The head of the EPA is rolling back some 3 dozen environmental regulations, saying it'll be good for the economy. CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin writing in the Wall Street Journal that the goal is, quote, driving a dagger through the heart of climate change religion, rolling back trillions of dollars in federal regulations. This means reconsidering a 2009 finding that greenhouse gases are bad for public health, plus dozens of other environmental rules regulating the oil and gas industry, rules for coal-powered fire plants, and for regulating air pollution that causes haze and vehicle emissions.
In Waterbury, Connecticut, a woman is accused of holding her stepson captive for more than 2 decades. Police Chief Fred Spagnolo.
33 years of law enforcement, this is the worst treatment of humanity that